Steve Mayer, Chief Content Officer and Executive Vice President of the NHL, or as I like to say, the man who puts on the big parties. All right, sir, this was, from my perspective, it's pretty doggone good Saturday night. So what did you think?
It was a big party. We knew that the fans in Carolina were forever waiting for this moment. And, you know, the fans came through. I mean, it was a great atmosphere. We do a lot of these. And, yeah, it's just from the time people walked into the building to the time they left, it was loud. It was energized. It was a fun experience. There are certain things that, you know, we realize we always could do better, but there's also things that we thought, because we've done them many times, we're better than the last time, and that's the goal. We were really happy with, what went on inside that stadium, and, there was a lot going on.
Yes.
And having it at NC State, and bringing in to our environment, the sort of college environment, I thought really worked from a creative standpoint. Yeah, it was great. It was fun. And, the last few days have been really nice. We've gotten a lot of compliments about what we've done. And, that makes it all worth it.
So let me ask you, what do you think you could have done better? Because I know there are always complaints, even when things are great. So what do you think you could have done better?
Listen, there were some issues of people getting in. Mm-hmm. We understand that, and we saw it. And, we're a partnership with North Carolina State. We're a partnership with the buildings that we go to, with the cities we go to, and a lot of those things are not necessarily controlled by us,
right?
Totally. We, I guess in the end of the day, we'll take responsibility. It's our event. But, when they do so many events at a certain place, we lean on their expertise. We don't, we don't necessarily do that. We do what's on the field based on our expertise, and those are things that, I think we maybe need to figure out how to take more control of moving forward. But in the end of the day, we're responsible. I think everybody says, that they're responsible, and those things could have gone better. We realize that. What we do control, we were thrilled with. And that's, the execution of what goes on the field, the ice, the players really said was great for this game. The pomp and the circumstance, from the opening of the players coming on the field to the flyovers, to the pyro, to the music, to the interactive and the NC State March, all of those things, we felt went really well. And the look, a lot of people have commented that it just looked really big and good on television or in the building. So those are the things that, we recognize are part of an event. And, what I do like is, even though maybe a person, a fan, sat in traffic or took a little longer to get in, the greatness of what they saw inside the building far outweighed any issues. I mean, it's a big event.
Yeah.
56,000 people coming to, one location and being very open, it doesn't happen very often where that takes place. And we had heard stories. We told people to come early.
Yes.
And boy, oh boy, did they listen. And that was beautiful because people came early. It made what could have been a really ugly situation. It made it okay. And every single person got in to that building for 8 o'clock. And
yes,
that was important to us. And hey, listen, as we look back at it, I think we're always going to remember on this one just how great the fans were, how big a day it was. It doesn't hurt that the home team won. And, it was just a great day. We're leaving really positive about the event.
Steve Mayer from the National Hockey League, Chief Content Officer and Executive Vice President. He threw the party on Saturday night. And by the way, I thought it was catered beautifully as well. Here's the thing. We tried to warn people. And I know when you tell people, that, look, the National Hockey League is saying you should try to be in your parking spot by 2 o'clock. That's when tailgating opens. That's when the gates open. You should try to get there early because you're anticipating traffic issues. Like a lot of people I knew said, okay, that means 4 or 5. And for some people, they didn't have any problems. I know several people that planned to get there about 4:30, got there at 4:30, were in their spots by 5 o'clock, and were doing their thing. And I know some people who had a lot of issues. So you guys did think ahead a little bit and say, yeah, you guys might want to leave really early. But FanFest inside the PNC Arena parking lot, you guys took a big chunk of that parking lot for the FanFest. How did that work out?
Oh, that was great. You know, we had, you know, between friends, record numbers, which just shows the excitement. It shows the early arrivals. I mean, there were, you know, there were a significant amount of people there. When the teams walked from PNC into the stadium, that's at 5 o'clock, there's no question in my mind that 3/4 of the fans were already there,
yeah,
which is record breaking for us. You know, and the numbers in, you know, of amount of people that went through the fanfare was significant, and, you know, way better than many of the pre-games that we have done before. You know, I thought that worked out great, and I hope the fans liked it. You know, there was just a lot to do in there.
Mm-hmm.
We said, hey, come early, and, you know, there will be things like concerts and the team walks and the pregame and tailgating,
yeah,
to take advantage of. So, you know, again, what a beautiful day as well,
yeah,
like perfect weather. And that helped, you know, as well on all aspects. So, you know, we planned, again, we planned accordingly. Certain things we have no control over, and, you know, we monitor for sure. And certainly, we're not ignorant to the fact that, you know, there were some traffic issues. But I will tell you, almost every game we've ever done, yeah, there's traffic. It's, yeah, a big event.
57,000, you know, people coming here.
Yeah, like, you know, and, you know, we've had 80,000, 90,000, right, in Dallas. I mean, these are things that, you know, it happens. It's part of the experience. You know, and again, what we control and what we try to do is make people go wow when they go inside the building. And we got a lot of that feedback. I mean, I don't think that I've heard too many people that have been inside that was like, oh, that was horrible.
No.
You know, oh my God, that was terrible. You know, I think, you know, we delivered on what we do best, and that's put on, you know, the big show inside the stadium. And, you know, we tried, you know, and again, great cooperation from the Hurricane organization, from NC State, from the city all the way along. You know, it's just for us, it was a really good experience coming to Raleigh and, you know, enjoying Raleigh. And just, you know, we thought, from that standpoint and from the game standpoint, that it was really, really good.
All right, final thing, and we'll close on this for, you know, 20 seconds or so. So, Winter Classic 2025, Stadium Series again 2025. Which would you recommend?
So, why not just do another game next year?
Now, okay.
Listen, I will tell you this. there is no, there was nothing that took place over this past weekend that wouldn't make us want to come back. An incredible experience. The market is just thriving.
Yeah.
You know, we probably will be back at some point during the playoffs. I mean, obviously, the Canes have quite the team. I think we have 32 teams, and everybody has to understand that. Yeah. And we have spread the wealth on these games. But there are things that, you know, are really positive in Carolina, and we noted that. And, you know, could we do another game in a very short period of time? Sure. I mean, it's that kind of market. And again, we had an incredible experience. We loved it. We hope the fans loved it. I would say 2025 is very ambitious, but I will say that another game within X amount of years is a good possibility.
Steve Mayer, you're the best. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you. Hey, maybe we'll see you down here coming up late May, early June.
Well, you know, for your sake, I hope so.
Me too.
We travel with the conference final and the final. And, you know, I think you guys have a pretty good chance. So let's see. Hope to see everybody back then.